We are here to support the Saudi Ministry of Health in responding to any health risk that might occur during the biggest mass gathering in the world. The Hajj, you will witness more than 2 million people gathering in the same place. That's why WHO is here to support the ministry should any emergency happen.
What are the most common health problems that usually occur during the Hajj season?
When you have too many people gathering in the same place, definitely you have a risk of respiratory diseases. In Saudi Arabia in particular, the MERS-CoV, the Middle East respiratory syndrome, or what's known as coronavirus, might be a risk. However, there are many measures that have been put in place throughout the years that minimizes this risk, such as the government of Saudi Arabia has banned the presence of camels in areas where Hajjis where pilgrims will be present. And in addition, we know from our history, the history of the behavior of the virus, we know that it spreads during the winter. From December to March, we have seen in the past years that the virus spreads more during the winter. So now the pilgrims happen during the summer. That's why we don't assume that the risk is very high.
What are the forms of support you're giving or you're providing to the Saudi authorities during and before the Hajj season?
We have been working with the Ministry of Health first to conduct risk assessment. And according to this risk assessment, we put scenario, let's say mass food poisoning or mass spread of the coronavirus or heat stroke. And according to this scenario, we conducted a response plan and drills and simulation exercises. And more than 26,000 health staff are supporting these hazards. When I say health staff, it's not all of them are doctors. They are doctors, they are nurses, they are paramedics, they are lab technicians, they are experts in community engagement, in risk communication, in media. All of this are helping to support the health needs of pilgrims.
Are there any other health risks that usually occur during the season, Rana?
Yes, indeed. This year, the Hajj happens during the summer. We expect high temperature, and this will cause sunstroke and heat exhaustion for the Hajjis.
You are in Mina right now. How does everything look and how do the preparations look right now from the health perspective, of course?
I can tell you what I have seen in the hospital as well. They are preparing for convoys. Some of the pilgrims, they are sick, they are old, they suffer from, let's say, heart diseases. So some of them, when they arrive to the holy site, they are already sick or they have complications. So they go to the hospital to be treated. In order to help them not to miss the pilgrims, to continue their journey, they put them in ambulances and they take them to Arafah Mountain, which is the main ritual that pilgrims have to do in order to conclude their Hajj. So what I have seen, ambulances coming from other cities around Mina and bringing sick people to this mountain in order to make sure that they continue their spiritual journey and they don't miss it because of health conditions.